Moirai Verabayda Rabosa, ladies and gentlemen, we are up to see if you the last Simon Tov Kuf Nun Test, and we're going to start Simon Tov Kuf Samach. Page Lamed Vav. Is it the same? Just before Simon Tov Kuf Samach. Okay. Noyagin Shaloi Lishchoit. Noyagin Shaloi Lishchoit. The custom is not to shecht. Abba said the last seif in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Tes. We don't shecht. The minig is not to shecht. And not to prepare the meal. So Abba said, shechting is referring to people used to shecht their chicken for supper, right? You don't go to the shop to get chicken. You shecht in your back. You know, that's what. So you don't fresh, absolutely. So you don't shecht. You know, to prepare the meal. Ad achar chatzos until after chatzos. So this is the point of it, that you start preparing the meal, and you start preparing various preparations, you start preparing them after Chatzos. This is that. Now, talking about shechting, the Mishnah points out, we have a problem about shechting. What's the problem about shechting? A technical issue about shechting. Well, why would you shecht anyway? Because meat, who can eat meat? Who's going to eat meat? Well, on night of Yud B'Av, nobody eats meat. Chole, right? It might be shechting for chole. Yeah, so that's really what.
Nursing,
yeah, perhaps it's. Exactly, so how are you going
to.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to
what?
Why
do
you not allowed to do
Hashem Shaitwan? So, it's it's got to do with Hezchadas of Elus. Now look at that. Says the Rama in terms of what you do. The custom is you go to the cemetery, to the Beis Olam, after leaving Shul. You go to the cemetery, you go to Beis Chaim, after leaving Shul. Never heard of that. Vim ira meis b'tishav, somebody cholele ba'minon is nifto on tishabov. Ain oimun tzidikadin, tzidikadin is not recited. Now Rabbi Yisai, with regards to the minig of going to the Beis HaKvoros, it is a minig. Some people do, absolutely. But why do some people don't? Since if God Memalav tells us Ala Kvoros Shelly Soil, it's referring to the cemetery of Yidden. Kedeshi Vakshalin Rachamim, in order they should seek Rachamim fast. Rabbi Yisai, this itself is a bit of a controversy. We're going to get that in a minute. So, but we ain't shall Yisrael, if there's no Pesachayim of Yidden around, you can even go to a cemetery of Goyim. Because the point is, we look at ourselves as if we are ready. Kamesim. So there's two elements. You go to on Tisha B'Av, you go to Pesach Vos for two possible reasons. Either sheivak shurachamim, that the niftorim, the tzaddikim, they should seek rachamim for us. Mercy, you know, we want to have God has already want to be in a better place, in a better situation. Point B is because to inspire ourselves that we are kamesim already. We're like kamesim. And therefore, some people, if you can't go to a cemetery of Yidden, at least go to a cemetery of Goyim, because that will help for point two. And I know of some people that could go near. They spend a couple of minutes. They're not only far from a Goyish cemetery. They will go on Tisha B'Av, Goyish cemetery. They will go to nearby and just spend a couple of minutes by the Goyish cemetery just to internalize that message. But yes, there are certainly people who go to Beis Chaim. Of Yiddish Beis Chaim, the problem is there's one, and we're going to see soon why there's halachic reasons perhaps why not to go. But besides that, many who don't go is also for very real and a very serious practical reason. Kernim and non-Kernim as well. Think about what time of year this is. You can. A very practical reason. Why don't you want to go to a cemetery on Tisha B'Av? A very simple, practical reason. What time of year is Tisha B'Av?
Summer.
In the summer. The hottest part of the summer. By definition, most Tisha B'Avs don't fall in the winter. And you want to go in the open field in the cemetery, it's going to be a hard fast. It's going to be a very tough fast. however good you are fasting, to spend a couple of hours traveling to Enfield, spending in the hot sun, and going back is for the toughest of the fasters. Yeah, it's a hard day to be out in the fields. So that's why some people don't fast. But I regret to this day, I must say, I davened on Tisha B'Av when I was a bocha. I davened on Tisha B'Av with Abdon Segal Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Big tzaddik, Abdon Segal, goes to Mashkiach, a very big tzaddik, Talmud of Chatzkel. And I remember that after davening, after Tisha B'Av, he went off to the base, he went to Azizim, and there was a group who were able to go with him. And I'm kicking myself to this day that I didn't go with. It'd been quite an inspiring thing to go with Hebdon Segal to Azizim. I missed opportunity, and it remained a missed opportunity. But anyway, so the Mishnah brings, however, two reasons why one shouldn't go. I'm skipping now two lines. I'm going to get to your other point in a minute, but I want to just skip and understand why some people don't go. Kosav b'shlo HaKadosh, the Shlo says, Shenochen shelelech b'knuf yigdoylo ki ein zeh letiul. He says that, you know, if you go as a whole, if a whole group ends up going together, it becomes a tiul, like sightseeing. Everybody goes and, you know, it becomes all schmooze and where do you park and where do you go and where are you going? Where's this, where's that, and where's the shops, and where's it? Becomes a whole thing, and that's wrong. That's wrong. If you better go, but in a private, you know, if everybody's going to end up going, so it becomes like a bit of a public affair, a bit of a partying atmosphere, it's wrong. So that's why many people refrain from going. Another reason, many people, if you go with your Tisha B'Av shoes, you're going to end up getting dirty, muddy, it's impossible, and that's not, you can't go with the Tisha B'Av. If you're going to end up having to wear different shoe wear, it's not good either. How about I want to just speak about the Mishnah Berurah in a minute earlier. He says as follows, don't go when this is now a rule, this is a guidance with regards to any going to any cemetery, to any base oilam, not just on Tisha B'Av, any time. Have you ever been visiting Kibbeh Tzadikim? Maybe in the center of London is some very, isn't there, there's some old cemeteries, the Talmud of the Taz, what is it called? I've never been there, but I know some people go to the outside. What's his name? No. I'm talking about London. In London, is in inner London. There is central London is based oil. Yeah, Yiddish cemetery. There's some tzaddikim buried there. Small cemetery. Is that what it is? Mainland. Does that make sense?
Mainland, probably. Yeah, not central London. That's not the
east. East end of London. East end is the east end. But is I'm not talking about from like 100 years ago. I'm talking more like 200-300 years ago.
Probably Whitechapel.
Much.
It's not far east. It's not
far east. Reb Tavla, I forgot his name now, he's buried. A big tzaddik, Talmud of the Taz. We're going back 200-300 years ago. Reb Tavla, I forgot his name now. It's Talmud of the Taz. We're going a long time. Yeah.
It's not on my knowledge.
No, you're okay. No.
It's
not on my knowledge. So we've got to find. I know that people go there. I know people go there. And I know there's people down there.
There used to be a Jewish cemetery in 1177. In Cripplegate.
Oh, is it still around?
No.
Nothing left of it. No, that's interesting. So there is
a Jewish one.
Yeah.
So here. About to say here. And people go to the Telza as well, to the Telza, to Telza Shiva. What was his name? Pardon?
Edmund.
That's in Edmonton. Yeah. Right, so these, so now he says as follows: If you go to a Beis HaChayim, says don't go literally by the kever. When you end up going to the or to the Zera Shimshon, or you end up going to, so you go to Vams, you go to wherever you go, it's Kibbutz Tzadikim. Some people are very busy going to Kibbutz Tzadikim. So don't go like Kvori Mamash. Don't go right by the kever. Afilu Kibbutz Yisrael ki yech lochosh. You've got to step two dalet amas away. It's four amas away, because ki yesh locho shis bekubah chitzoinim. These are spiritual forces. If you go too close to a cave, because there is a certain tumah there, it sticks onto a person, that's not good. It can be dangerous. So therefore, don't go not right near the keva. Keep away. Dalet Amos. Mishnebua. Not just Tisha B'Av related. Anytime, you should keep Dalet Amos away from the keva, Rabbi Yisai. Important to know, right? And people go to keva.
Is that Rabbi?
Yeah.
When on Rosh Hashanah, which was Rosh Yom Kippur,
yeah.
People go to the cave.
Absolutely,
their
absolutely, same applies here. And this leads us to the next point, Rabbi Yisai. Are you allowed on Tisha B'Av? On Tisha B'Av, we said earlier, don't say Tehillim because you're not allowed to learn Torah. Saying Tehillim is a bit like learning Torah, so it's a low level of learning Torah. It's like learning, but still considered learning Torah. Are you allowed to say a capital Tehillim by a kever if you go on Tisha B'Av to the Beis Chaim? Interesting question. People go to the Beis Chaim. Tishma?
As
the Tefillah. Lemaisa, many poskim don't like it. They say, you can't. If you can't say Tehillim, you can't say Tehillim like Keva. And so Chaznish indeed, Yitaka went. Chaznish didn't live so far from the Beis Chaim. He went to the Beis Chaim. He looked at some Kvorim, and he went back. In line with what Mishmo tells us, that the whole idea is to Rachamim and Choshuv and Kemesim. I want to just point out over here that the Mishnah elsewhere tells us we're going to learn that in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that if you go to a keva, don't daven to the mace of the keva. It's such incredible ignorance. It's scary. You do not daven to the tzaddik. What is it called if you daven to the tzaddik? It's Avodah Zarah. That's called Avodah Zarah. There's no other name for it. So what do you do if a person does go to a keva? He davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should get help. He should get the schus of the tzaddik should help. You do not daven to the tzaddik, cholila. It's the schus of the tzaddik that should help and support you. And that's why a person goes near the keva to kind of draw the schus or seek out the schus. But a person is not chas v'sholem. Chas v'sholem. It's an important idea.
Just a quick question to help you myself. The Das Beis Chaim, right? The
Enfield.
Enfield, yeah. They're like really close to each other. Like the rows, right? So my great grandparents are buried there. So when that, it's much, not, it's definitely not Dalai Lama's between on either side.
So you have to, yeah. So
and then it means yeah.
Right, interesting. I don't know how you tell. I don't know what to tell you. Not sure what to tell you.
I was conscious of it.
The Aladam is really close. Yeah.
Your feet are almost.
What's the problem with the Aladam?
Mishnah Berurah says, do not go within the Aladam to the maze because that cholera could cause. Ki yochosh shiz b'kua chitzoinim. But the chitzoinim, spiritual forces, chitzoinim.
When I go to Bushi, when I go to Bushi with my brother between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're not Dalet Amos from the Kaver, we're standing right by it because it's all the Kaver's all around it. Well, so both
yeah, that's what you're saying as well. I don't know what to tell you, so once you try to keep us, I don't know what to tell you.
So how would you do it? Then you could
don't know what to tell you.
From the pavement, from the paving stone, or from the pathway, then you would do it. Rather than going to the actual cave itself?
I do not know what to tell you. I don't know what the answer is. He says one shouldn't go near. One shouldn't, yeah. I mean, the only thing which I'm thinking of, it sounds like you shouldn't be Dalet Amos. I know a lot of people. Yeah, it's not mentioned here. It's mentioned elsewhere. It's not mentioned. I know some people do that. It's true. It's true. There are people. I know there's even tzaddikim who sometimes do that to literally go onto the keva. You're right. Some people they literally touch onto the keva. How I say? I don't know.
I think the person buried 4 amah into the ground.
Yeah,
so you can go around it.
Maybe that's why. If it's deeper, maybe. Maybe. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Could be. That's an interesting svara. I do not know. Interesting? Very interesting. I don't know. So, yeah. Okay, so I just because I mentioned we're going to start Simon Tovkuf Samach, I'm going to start it, and then we're going to leave the mic over to you. Okay, no, that's fine. Last is Eichel Chorban. So, B'shechor B'samikdush Tikna Chomish Shuba'os Ha'adosh Ein Boinim Le'olam Binyin Mesuyot Mechirik Binyin Melochim. The Halacha of Yen Simon Tovkuf Samach enters a new sugya, not Tisha B'Av, related directly. It's telling us a person... Chachomim established, because of Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Chachomim established that one must make various things which allows to remember the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The most famous one is, probably the four armors in the house. The four armors in the house may not be fully painted. We'll talk about it in greater detail, and also under the Chuppah, of course. Right, okay, fine. But we'll talk about all those things in greater detail, Beis Hashem. Over to you.
The pasuk says, "V'chi amuch achicha." When your brother will be downtrodden with you, the Dovna Magid offer insight into the relationship between human and Hashem in relation to tzedakah that they give. So I'm cutting it here. He said. As far as I remember, he said there's two people of giving tzedakah. There's one person sitting in his house and wait for people to come, and there's another guy. He go out of his way to look for people to help them, like a volunteer, you know. So it's midah keneged midah. When a person need something. If he's waiting in his house for people to come, and he needs something, so Hashem only help him only when he asks for help. Otherwise, if the other person is go out of his way to ask to look for people to help them, if he needs something, even if he don't ask.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu
Midah Kenegid Midah.
So again, that was explaining the pasuk Kiyomuch Achicha.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, there was a question Kiyomuch Achicha. Why is the pasuk Kiyomuch Achicha? And then it says afterwards
Matoyadoi.
So Kiyomuch Achicha Matoyadoi. When he stretched out his hand, when he's the one volunteering to others, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also comes to help him. When he's that kind of volunteering and stretching out his hand, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also helping him when he's very nice.
Yeah, and also everybody knows, you know, Natan is you give, then you change the other way, so you give back. I got a question. Who is the same concept? You know, you turn the other side.
Whichever way you read it.
Yeah. Who is in the Bible in the Tanakh? The same concept: grandfather, son, and grandson. The same code, you know, you change the letter. Who is it? Who are they?
That you change the
word. You can read right to left, right to grandfather, son, and grandson. Three generation. The same like Natan.
Like Yishai.
Yishai, yeah.
And
Natan.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Yishai David has a work?
Yishai is read either way, from right to left, left to right, it's called Yishai.
It's father, grandfather, father, and grandson.
Yishai David
and? That's hard.
Very nice. Very good. Next week again, this was good.
Me?
Yeah, it was very nice. Very good. Very, very good.